You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for February 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Volby. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, to start off this edition of the DX audio service, I have to start it off with an apology. It seems that on the last edition of the DX audio service, I used a C96 as the master tape and C92s to copy off our editions for the members. Well, if you work out your mathematics correctly, it just doesn't pan out. So to those of you who received the January edition where it ended abruptly on side one and started in mid-sentence on side two, very sorry for that. Hopefully that won't happen again in the future. The National Radio Club is proud to announce that the National Radio Club AM Radio Log 8th edition is now available and in stock to listeners everywhere. If you're a National Radio Club member, the price is $10.95 U.S., $11.95 Canadian. For non-National Radio Club members, it's $12.95 U.S., $13.95 Canadian. Overseas, you may write to Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N. He's in charge of the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. At the present time, the logbook is not in cassette form, only in printed matter. What the logbook contains is the call letters of all the different stations, which are on the broadcast band, U.S. and Canada, and the frequency, location, their address, their operating parameters, and also the name of a person who you can contact at the station to receive a verification for a reception report. It's probably one of the Bibles, so to speak, of the National Radio Club and DXing. It contains all the information you need to know if you're into DXing the broadcast band. From Jerry Starr, he's had several calls from National Radio Club members regarding information for the AM switch column. Well, Jerry says that he cannot give you any AMS information over the phone at WHOT Radio since all his reference and database information is at his home. In fact, he doesn't have any reference material at the station. He just simply uses the WHOT address since they have two mail deliveries a day at the station and can get your letters a lot quicker there. So if you have any questions or comments regarding the AM switch column, please write to Jerry at WHOT Radio, 401 North Blaine Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. And if you expect a reply, it's often nice to include a 22-cent stamp or a self-addressed stamped envelope for your reply. At this time, I'd like to read down the CPC test information. I'd like to remind you that even if you don't hear the test, why not send a postcard thanking the station anyway? Also, if you don't want to write to stations, you can still help out the club if you send 22-cent stamps to Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013, and he'll get a letter out for every two stamps that you send. And you can even specify the station or the frequency that you'd like to hear something on. And when a test is arranged, your name will appear in the CPC test column. I'd like to thank Laura up at WGHQ Radio for arranging her test of WGHQ on January the 12th. And hopefully, if your edition arrives in time, we'd like to report three tests that are upcoming. On January the 24th, KSAJ 1560 in Abilene, Kansas, will be testing from 0530 to 0600. The test program is not known at this time. It's come up rather quickly. A polite reception report and a 22-cent mint stamp to radio station KSAJ in care of E. Joe Eck. That's initial E, Joe, E-C-K. He's the chief engineer and program director. Post Office Box 69, Abilene, Kansas, and the zip code is 67410. This test was arranged by Carl Dabelstein for the National Radio Club. On January the 31st, which is a Saturday also, KLPZ 1380 in Parker, Arizona will be testing from 0230 to 0300. The test will consist of Beach Boys music, and test tones, a plight reception report along with a self-addressed stamped envelope per station request to Mark Roberts, Program Director, Radio Station KLPZ, 816 6th Street, Parker, Arizona, and the zip code is 85344. And this test was also arranged by Carl Dabbelstein for the National Radio Club. In February, we have only one test scheduled as of right now, and that's on February the 16th, which is Monday morning. WDCT 1310 in Fairfax, Virginia will be testing from 0200 to 0300. Now, from 0200 to 0230, it will be 500 watts directional antenna. And then from 0230 to 0300, 1000 watts non-directional. The test will consist of music, IDs and tones, a plight reception report, along with a mint 22-cent stamp to Dave Schweikart. That's S-C-H-W-E-I-K-A-R-T, W-D-C-T, Post Office Box 1310, Fairfax, Virginia, and the zip code is 22030-1310. And the test was arranged by Dave Schweikart for the National Radio Club. To those members who did not join until after April of 1986, you probably don't know about this, but I'd like to bring this to point right now because it's coming up very soon, and that is the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. It's been policy with the National Radio Club for many, many years to publish the April 1st edition of DX News Magazine in two parts, part one being in all seriousness and part two being in complete parody. Well, we here at the DX Audio Service do much the same. And the last edition of the audio service, we published one side of the cassette in complete parody and one side of the cassette in complete seriousness. We're going to be doing the same thing on the April edition of the DX Audio Service, except with one change. That will be that we'll be publishing it on a C90 versus a C120. Seems that on the last time we did this, we published on C120s and several members had their cassette machines get jammed up. That wasn't too much of a good April Fool's, so we will be publishing on a C90 for the April Fool's edition. Now, if you have some information which you'd like to send in regarding the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service, in other words, false AMS information, you should send that, of course, to Jerry Starr and Care WHOT Radio. Or if you have some fake air checks, send those to Phil Wayne. If you have some fake news stories or other information, send them to me here at the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Now, the deadline for sending in your April Fool's edition material is going to be the 15th of March. So if you have any information that concerns the April Fool's edition, get it in quick before the fool's on you. I'd like to bring up some other club news. Decalcomania, the Stickers and Air Check Collectors Club, now has a new address. Decalcomania is headed by Mark Strickert, S-T-R-I-C-K-E-R-T, Post Office Box 335, Berkeley, B-E-R-K-E-L-A-Y, California, 94701. Also, if you're into listening to police radios, there's a new club which has just been admitted to ANARC. It's called the All Ohio Scanner Club, and it's for people in the Ohio area mainly. However, they do have a lot of information for adjacent states. If you're interested in that, contact Dave Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, at 50 Villa, V-I-L-L-A Road, Springfield, Ohio, 45503-1036. Be sure to tell both clubs that you heard about it on the DX Audio Service. I've had several inquiries about our DX Radio Programs list, and as of right now, we're compiling information for a new list due to be published on the March edition of the DX Audio Service. In fact, I'm working now with Glenn Hauser of World of Radio to try to get that list up to date and accurate. It seems that even some of the stations don't know what frequencies and times they're on. So what we're trying to do is listen to every one of the programs and get the information as accurate as possible. And again, hopefully we'll have that information compiled by the March edition of the DX Audio Service. And we'll give you a complete rundown of every day and every frequency that you can hear a program dealing with the DX hobby. From Ed Schuber in a letter, look for a new station testing on 1160, 150 watts, with up to 40 hertz frequency offset into one tower of the WVSG Cornwall, New York antenna system. The transmitter will be unmodulated except for station identification. The hours of operation will be daytime until March 1, 1987. In other news from Ed, a new station WZZD is now on with a new directional antenna pattern, much more day signal to the west, and more signal north and south at night. Also, WMMX is getting ready for a power increase within this next 60 to 120 days. WBSO and WWJZ will be on in the spring. Now let's switch it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column, and then on side two of this cassette, we'll hear about some of the explanations for the AM switch column. Jerry?
Hi everybody, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch. From the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, we have three editions of AM Switch for you today, and we start with number 137. Call letter changes include on 640 WPMA, new station not yet on the air in Wildwood, Florida, will be WHOF. On 650 WGNZ, Christmas, Florida, will change to WGOR. 980 WRIP, Rossville, Georgia, becomes WGVT. 1380 KOTE, Lancaster, California, changes to KKHJ. 1400 KDWT, Stamford, Texas, becomes KVRP. On 1410 KCNR, Portland, Oregon, changes to KKUL. And on 1440, WGSL, Greenville, South Carolina, becomes WSSL. A handful of applications for new stations listed in number 137, including on 780 in Vega Alta, Puerto Rico, two on 840, Columbia, South Carolina, and Cordova, South Carolina. Those will be competing applications. In other words, both are asking for 840. Only one will be able to get it because of their close geographic proximity. On 850, Mount Holly, North Carolina. On 1180, Knoxville, Tennessee. And 1530, Haymarket, Virginia. Two new stations were granted, actually not new stations, but two new synchronous transmitters have been granted in Hawaii. They will both be 5,000 watts day and night non-directional, and both will be synchronous with KIPA. A few highlights from applications from existing facilities on 1170 WOBM Lakewood, New Jersey would like to change their city of license to Lakewood Township. This is for their CP to move to 1160. They would also like to increase the night power of the 1160 CP to 8,900 watts. And on 1520 WGNB Indian Rocks Beach, Florida, would like to officially change their city of license to Seminole, Florida, a city they already mention in their IDs, and they would like to reduce the powers of their full-time CP to 550 day, 500 night. They'd also like to relocate their transmitter. We were in Florida recently, very near Indian Rocks Beach, and were surprised at the very poor signal that this radio station had at a very close distance, so anything they can do to improve that facility will definitely be an improvement. Grants to existing facilities, only one of real interest on 1580 WSRR, Washington, New Jersey. Their powers have been raised to 4,400 daytime, 500 nighttime. Looking down through highlights from Otherness in issue number 137 on 870 KPRM, Park Rapids, Minnesota. There has been some differing opinions and some differing reports in some of the other DX publications as to what the powers are for this radio station. We always solve this problem by simply picking up the phone, calling the chief engineer and asking. The powers for 870 KPRM are 10,000 day, 1,000 night. Elsewhere in the Otherness column on 1040, CHRS in Jacques Cartier, Quebec, this station is now here, formerly on 1090 kilohertz. On 1050, KOFY, San Mateo, California, their new full-time operation is on the air. On 1090, WKII, Port Charlotte, Florida, this new station is on the air with an oldies format. They have a full-time license. Presently, they are daytime only. The full-time operation is expected as soon as the nighttime antenna system is erected, and that should be sometime later on this winter or early spring. Also in 1090, KJJK, Fergus Falls, Minnesota, another new station that is just now coming on the air. On 1240, WDFL, Cross City, Florida, this new station is on the air with a country gold format. 1400 KAAP, Santa Paula, California. This station is silent. On 1530 WXEZ, Babson Park, Florida. This CP4 news station has been around for about 4 years. They finally have it on the air with an oldies format. They do have some contemporary hit radio in the afternoon and children's programming all day on Saturday. And on 1580 WVKO in Columbus, their new full-time operation is now on the air. And that concludes edition number 137. Number 138 starts, as always, with call letter changes, and we go down to the bottom of the dial to 590, two changes, WDLP, Panama City, Florida, changes to WGNE, and one of the cornerstone call letters of the South is changing after 50 years or so on the air, WPLO, Atlanta, Georgia, changes to WKHX. On 720, news station not yet on the air in Tuckahoe, Virginia, WARH will change to WGNZ. 920, KYXX, Odessa, Texas, changes to KENT. On 930, KFLG, Flagstaff, Arizona, becomes KAFF. 990, WLKW, Providence, Rhode Island, changes to WEAN. 1230, KAMJ, Phoenix, Arizona, becomes KMYL. That's one of a long string of call letter changes for that station. 1340, WAIR, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, will become WFXM. 1360, WLAW, Lawrenceville, Georgia, changes to WGNN. 1450, WWAM, Savannah, Georgia, will become WSAI, a call that was in Cincinnati for about 50 years, until a couple years ago. On 1460, WDYX, Buford, Georgia, becomes WJYA. On 1490, WSIR, Winter Haven, Florida, becomes WNHN. No applications for new stations, no grants for new stations in number 138. Under applications from existing facilities, only one of note on 1530 KELC in England, Arkansas, wants to change their city of license to Scott, Arkansas. A couple grants of interest on 940 WMIX, Mount Vernon, Illinois, has a grant to increase their night power to 1,500 watts. And on 1550 WARD, Pittston, Pennsylvania, has a grant to increase their day power to 10,000 watts. Moving on to otherness, we start with one of the most bizarre and twisted stories we ever had in the otherness column, all concerning station CHYR on 710 in Leamington, Ontario. Over the past few months, there have been reports that this station is no longer using 730 at night. Now, if you're not familiar with that to begin with, it was the only station in the continental United States that we are aware of that used two different frequencies. During the daytime, they operated on 710, and at nighttime, they would switch to 730. Over the last few months, though, people have reported they have been staying on 710 at night. Well, it turns out, after we did some digging, that they are not licensed to operate on 710 at night, although they could be. Seems the station is being sold. It also seems that during the Canadian agreement, 710 at night was authorized, but of course they have to make formal application. The present owners of the station have decided to let the new owners do that when they take over. However, in the meantime, back in September, a lightning strike vaporized their 730 transmitter, so they have been allowed to operate temporarily at night on 710 until the 730 transmitter is repaired. Now, have you followed this so far? Now, what it boils down to is this. The station is still licensed for 710 day, 730 night. Because of the transmitter damage, they are 710 full time. When the transmitter is completed, they will return to 710, 730 until the new owner makes application to officially stay on 710 altogether. If you don't understand that, please don't write to me. That's the best I can explain it. It's a mixed up situation, and hopefully when the new owners take over, that will all get resolved and we can all sleep better at night. Elsewhere in otherness, on 1020 WKZE, Sharon, Connecticut, this new station is on the air. They came on the 23rd of December. They have an adult standard format. On 1230 KZNE, new station in Nebraska, we have previously pronounced the city as Chardon. There is a city very near us in Ohio named Chardon, and when you look at this name printed out, to me it looks like Chardon. Thanks to Bob McCoy, who dropped a postcard to remind me that in Nebraska, it's C-H-A-D-R-O-N, and it is pronounced Shadron. 1340, two stations in Ontario have gone silent permanently. They have replaced their AM facilities with FM facilities. They are CFBQ, Parry Sound, Ontario, and CKDK, Woodstock, Ontario. And finally, on 1480, WSDS in Ypsilanti, Michigan, their new full-time operation is on the air. And finally, for this month, we have edition number 139 of AM Switch. Starting with the call letters on 840, new station in Thomasville, Georgia, will be WHGH. 1060, KLSM, Springfield, Missouri, becomes KTOZ. 1220, KLCO, Branson, Missouri, becomes KOMC. This station is presently silent. We assume that the assignment of new call letters signals the impending return of that station to the air. On 1290, KWGH, Big Lake, Texas, becomes KVOL. 1310, WGTB, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, changes to WHLV. Two changes on 1380, KUAL, North Little Rock, Arkansas, becomes KPAL. And WSNQ, Trent Woods, New Bern, North Carolina, becomes WSFL. 1420, new station in Bernalillo, New Mexico, will be KKTT. 1530, WDKG, Wyoming, Michigan, changes back to one of their former calls, WYGR. And on 1570, KXES, Salinas, California, will become KTGE. Two new stations applied for in this edition. They are on 1180 Woodbine, New Jersey, and 1570 in Myrtle Creek, Oregon. One new station has been granted. We already mentioned the call letters. That is on 1420 in Bernalillo, New Mexico. They are 5,000 day, 500 night, directional night only. Highlights from applications from existing stations on 570 WPLP, Pinellas Park, Florida, would like to change their city of license to where they effectively are anyway, Tampa, Florida. On 1140 WASG, Atmore, Alabama, wants to move down to 550 kilohertz with 3,900 watts daytime only. 1180 WLDS, Jacksonville, Illinois, would like to move up a couple notches to 1,200 kilohertz and go full-time with 5,000 day, 250 night. And on 1340 KKBK, a silent station in Aztec, New Mexico, would like to relocate to nearby Farmington, New Mexico. That's up in the Four Corners area. They would like to move into a larger and more profitable market. In the otherness column on 590 WCSP, Crystal Springs, Mississippi, this station is now here, formerly on 1250. 710 KKMT, Ennis, Montana. The target date for this station is May 1987, and according to the owner, by way of letter, their format will be casual country music and talk. On 820 WZYQ, Frederick, Maryland, is now here, formerly on 1370. 890 KBBI, Homer, Alaska, has moved here from their old frequency of 1250. 1030, well, last edition, I believe it was, we told you about the call letter swap with KFAY and KHOG on 1030 and 1250. Well, on 1030, it is now KFAY, Farmington, Arkansas, and this station, which was silent when it was KHOG, is now back on the air. 1040 KAIN, Vidalia, Louisiana. This new station is on the air. Calls itself K10, has an adult contemporary format. 1050 KMTA, Kinsey, Montana. This new station is on the air with a country format. On 1110 KKLC, Pineville, Louisiana. The station had been silent. It's now back on with an easy listening format. On 1050 WMET, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The station was silent when the calls were WMTG. It has been sold and is now back on the air with what they call a variety format. 1160 WYNS, Lehighton, Pennsylvania. They have now moved here from 1150. At the moment, they are daytime only, but their antenna system for full-time is finished and being tested. And probably by the time you receive this, they will be full-time on 1160. That's WYNS, Lehighton, Pennsylvania. 1170 WWEE, Collierville, Tennessee. This new station is on the air with religion. 1250 KHOG, Fayetteville, Arkansas. The one that used to be silent on 1030 is now silent on 1250. On 1310 KEZM, Sulphur, Louisiana, formerly silent. This station came back on the air the 1st of January. They now have a rock oldies format. On 1330 WKZD, Murrayville, Georgia, this new station is now on the air, and on the air rather quickly. They haven't been granted that long. 1390, another sign of the problems that AM stations are having in markets where there are a lot of FM stations. A station that went on the air in 1922, WFBL 1390, Syracuse, New York, this station is now silent. On 1400 KVLA, Vidalia, Louisiana, this station is also silent and very much different from WFBL we just mentioned, which went on the air in 1922. KLVA went on the air in 1985. They have only been on about a year. They have gone off the air, coincidentally, about the same time the new Vidalia station on 1040 has come on the air. Both of these stations are suburban Natchez, Mississippi. And on 1550 WMOO, Mobile, Alabama. Despite a few reports in some of the other DX publications, WMOO has not moved to 660. One of our correspondents, Pete Nolan from M Street Journal, visited Mobile, Alabama, and visited this station just a few weeks ago, and they have no immediate plans to move from 1550, so keep them there in your logbook. 1560 KXXA, Monette, Arkansas. This station is silent. And on 1570 KSRB, Hardy, Arkansas. The station is also silent. That about does it for right now for AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And we'll be back a little later on in the program with an explanation of some of the abbreviations and terms we use in AM Switch for some of our newer members. But for right now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Now it's time for John Balker with this month's travelogue on the DX Audio Service. And John will be back with us on side two of this cassette with a product review about the Select Antenna. Right now, here's John.
Okay, Fred. Well, hi, everybody. This month, we're going to be starting the frequency band at 740, as I told you last time. We'll be going up to 780 with our IDs that we have on tape. However, right after putting last month's DX Audio Service travelogue together, I ran across another station at 730 on the dial that I'd like to share with you. So just to bring you up to date, for those of you who are keeping the IDs that I provide each month, add this one to your tape for 730 kilohertz.
Music you grew up listening to is on now on KKDA Grand Prairie.
Okay, fine. Well, now we're going to be starting at 740. We have quite a few IDs at 740. And as always, I repeat, if you have any IDs on tape, clean, relatively clean recordings of stations you don't hear on this DX Audio Service, please let me know. And what we'll do is add them to the DX Audio Service's audio library. And the next time we go up the dial, which will, you know, it'll, I don't know how long this is going to take us to go all the way up to 1600 and then start again. At least it'll get better each time through the cycle. Okay, here is the 740 tape.
It's 10 p.m.
CBS News, this is Judy Muller.
That concludes today's KCBS continuous news coverage from San Francisco. We will resume News Radio 74 programming at 6 a.m. KCBS San Francisco, the world's first broadcasting station, was founded in 1909 in San Jose. Its 50,000 watts of power bring a vast Northern California audience a full schedule of comprehensive news and information. This is Charlie Serafin, Director of News and Programming for CBS-owned radio station KCBS. News Radio 74 appreciates your interest and invites your comments about our programs, which will resume at 6 a.m. right here at 74 on your AM dial.
You're listening to KCBS San Francisco, broadcasting on microwave WGZ 615 and WGZ 616.
This is WBCH Radio 74, Chester, Pennsylvania.
Takes us up to 1 minute past 11. A WNOP, Radio Free Newport, Kentucky.
WCAS, 620 Mass Avenue, Cambridge.
Listening to good music, KMEO, AM and FM stereo, Phoenix.
This is CBL, dial 740 in Toronto.
Hard news, soft music. This is WSBR, Boca Raton, serving the Gold Coast at AM 74. The time is 8 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Carol Pazewski.
WSBR Boca Raton, operating at 740 kilohertz AM with a power of 1,000 watts daytime and 500 watts nighttime, now ends its broadcasting day.
This is the information station, WKIS Orlando.
CBS News. This is Charles Osgood.
WPAQ Mountain.
4 o'clock on WPAQ, Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Okay, at 7:40 on the dial, we have one more jingle ID. It's a non-legal ID. That is, the station that put it out did not identify the city of identity. But it's the city of Huntington, Long Island, New York, just east of New York City. And WGSM has a jingle package unique unto itself. Well, not quite.
WGSM News, this is the Evening Report. I'm Robert Cohn.
Well, thank you very much, Robert Cohn, WGSM News. Fred Bovey and many of the rest of you will remember that WCFL in Chicago used that same jingle package for many years very successfully. Not successfully enough, unfortunately. And of course, Fred himself was involved in the packaging and distribution and sale and generation and invention of jingles himself. You must tell the DX Audio Service that story sometime, Fred. Okay, let's move along to the 750 tape.
It's 75 degrees in downtown Baltimore, 74 at Friendship Airport. This has been Radio 75 News, brought to you as a public service from WBMD in Baltimore.
Country.
Always your friend and companion. WSB Radio, Atlanta.
It's 10 o'clock, WSB NBC News time. And that concludes the 750 tape, but I must tell you that over the years I've had unique problems with the city of Atlanta. I've been to the Atlanta airport, I have to admit the old one, not the new one, and set up with two tape recorders while I was waiting for a change of planes, and recorded every station in the city except WSB, because I knew from my home I'd be able to hear WSB with no trouble at all. Well, you just heard the results of no trouble at all. An awful lot of hiss in the background, so I'm waiting for another occasion to get on some kind of airliner that makes a change at Atlanta that will also afford me the opportunity to stay a couple of hours. You're going to hear next month the WQXI break out of Atlanta, and that'll also clue you in as to why I think Atlanta is out to get me. I don't know. That'll be a local joke until next month. Okay, one other thing about 750. My son and I, who lives in Northwest Indiana, visited the Portage, Indiana site of the new WJRR at 750. We saw their two towers, which are all completely built. Little transmitter building is all there. But there is no sign of life around the transmitter at this point. We understand there are some court proceedings and things like that that, you know, always get in the way. But son John has told me that as soon as there's any test signals or anything, he will cassette tape them from his home in Valparaiso, Indiana, which is about 5 miles from the antenna site, and we'll add those into the DX audio service, because that's going to be kind of exciting, a new station right there in the Chicagoland area at 750 on the dial. Let's move now to 760.
This is WCHP Champlain, where just listening can change your life.
...760 on your AM dial, WCHP Champlain. We'll continue with our English programming at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Coming up next, French Christian programming and music, uplifting Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Ici WCHP Champlain, New York.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning on your station for news and information, KFMB San Diego. The fly swatter is poised. I'm Mike Terry.
And I'm Stephanie Donovan. The Shuttle Discovery's astronauts are just about ready to see if they're repaired.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lotz. Always ready with good times. See you right after the news here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. 76
Good morning, I'm Dan Streeter, and this is WJR News.
29 minutes past 9 o'clock at KGU in Honolulu.
I guess I can editorialize a little on the DX audio service. I have never been comfortable, well, not in the last 10 to 12 years anyway, with many of the WJR breaks from Detroit. At one time they were saying America's greatest radio station. And, you know, even WKBW, when it was that in Buffalo, used to at least say one of America's two greatest radio stations. That bothered me for a long time, till I happened to think back, I know what the other great radio station that WKBW used to allude to. They never mentioned it, of course, but the other one was WKBW-FM. Oh, well, what can you say? Let's move on to the 770 tape on the travelogue of the DX audio service for February.
Degrees at 10:30. This is WEW77 Radio St. Louis.
News
before the hour, a service of ABC News.
The most music on WABC New York.
Chuck
Levin.
77 Talk Radio, WABC. People listen to people who listen to us.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock on WABC New York. 44 degrees and cloudy. I'm Joan Furstenberg.
And those are the stations that we have assembled onto the 770 tape so far. We still have more to go, but Once again, if you have any clean IDs of stations in your area that are on 770, I have somewhere here a break from KUOM in Minneapolis. As a matter of fact, one of our subscribers sent it in. And that, along with so many of the others, we simply haven't got transcribed. But think of it this way. The next time we go through these tapes, we're going to have a lot more IDs to be able to share with you. Okay, let's go on to the 780 tape.
So be listening for testimony time every Monday through Friday at 5:15 p.m. on Radio 780 WABS. It's 12 o'clock here on WABS in Arlington, Virginia.
WAVA Arlington, WAVA FM, Arlington, Washington, a service of Arundel Communications.
WAVA News Time is 9 o'clock. Talks between Egypt and Israel are broken down. At least 88 are dead in the fire of a...
It is Thursday, the 27th. I'm Sherman Kaplan, and here are the top stories on WBBM AM at 10:30 in the morning. Scientists released barium gas from a satellite high above the Earth.
Well, Fred, that's going to do it for this month on the DX Audio Service. Next month, we will start with the 790 tape, which is just loaded. And we have quite a few stations going right up the dial from there. So, this is John Bowker, looking forward to being with you next month, everyone, on the DX Audio Service. So long for now.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's get right into the DX Change column, which is edited by Tom Farmery. Last name is spelled F-A-R-M-E-R-I-E at 62 Sunrise Avenue, Grafton, Massachusetts, 01519. We have a lot of items here before we flip over to side two, so let's get right into the list. First of all, under receivers for sale, a R390A stroke URR, recently aligned and retubed, good condition with four mechanical filters and dial accuracy, which equals his R71A, will trade for a good FRG7 or R4C or other solid-state receiver of comparable value, or will sell outright for $190, including shipping. Contact Fritz Melberg at 1505 Central in Howardon, Iowa, H-A-W-A-R-D-E-N. The zip code is 51023. His telephone number is 712-552-2458. Also under for sale receivers, Panasonic RF6300. It's an unusual and uncommon radio. Digital readout, very good on FM, good on shortwave, fair on medium wave. It's $175. We'll consider a swap or swap plus cash if right items are available. Want some medium wave DX gear? Contact Tim Hendel, 850 South Miami Avenue, apartment 314, Miami, Florida, 33130. Tim also has for sale a Sony SRF A100 AM stereo radio with FM stereo, built-in speakers, or uses stereo Walkman-type headphones. It receives all AM stereo systems, $40 or swap. Contact again Tim Hendel. Finally, under receivers, a Collins 51J3, which goes from 0.5 to 30 megahertz, accuracy, calibration, and very effective crystal filter. $200 includes UPS to lower 48. Contact MJ Stutterheim, I believe it is, S-T-U-T-T-E-R-H-E-I-M. Post Office Box 2576, Montauk, M-O-N-T-A-U-K, New York, and the zip code is 11954. Or you can give them a call at area code 516-668-5757 or area code 212-888-7416. under antennas for sale, a Radio West loop with coils for long wave, medium wave, tropical bands, plus one homebrew coil for full coverage broadcast band, $80. Contact Fritz Melberg. And a Yaesu FRA 7700 active antenna with preamp. It does require 12 volts DC power supply, $40. And contact MJ Stutterheim for that item. Under the wanted category, a Helicrafters SX122A receiver. If you have one and wish to sell it, contact Kurt A. Nelson at 274 Newgate Road in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19047. And finally, under the for sale receivers, we have two FM items, which are pretty decent. And first of all, we have a Macintosh MR78 FM tuner, excellent condition, recently aligned and adjusted by factory service center, $1,000. Call Stan at 617-964-1020. Also another Macintosh MR78 FM tuner. Without the cabinet, slight surface rust on chrome, needs a new front glass piece, $50 from Macintosh with manual and schematic. Shipping is paid, $600. Call Paul Warencia, Warencia, at area code 916-786-8000, extension 4555, or 916-786-5056. Again, those are FM items only. And we'll have another DXChange list in a future edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Be sure to send in your list of items to buy, sell, or trade to Tom Farmery, and we'll put them right here on the DX Audio Service.
Let's meet the guys who bring you happy radio. Lively guys who bring a smile to radio. They play music old and new
and drop a helpful hint or two.
Here's all the gang to say hello.
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 Well, that just about wraps up side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for February 1987. On side two, we'll hear from Jerry Starr, John Bowker, Phil Wayne, and, of course, Bob Walker, and I'll have some more news and information.
WHLO
in Akron.
WHLO
in Canton.
Dial a smile and a song. Take WHLO along. The Happy 640. The Happy 640. It's WHLO.